As we just heard, the Bush administration has promised not to touch the share of the surplus that belongs to Social Security, but it does want to change the way Social Security is run. President Bush would like to allow individuals to direct a portion of their payroll taxes to investment accounts. Dallas Salisbury is president of the Nonpartisan Employee Benefit Research Institute. He told us how much money could become available for investment.
If every single American were to take advantage of the option at 2%, we're talking about roughly $80 billion per year. And a realistic assumption based on income levels and relative advantages is that probably less than half of Americans would choose to do it. So we're probably talking about something in the neighborhood of $40 billion per year.
And if one were to volunteer to participate, where would the money be invested and in what?
Well, the common assumption is that it would be principally in index funds, meaning broad-based investments across the equity markets and the bond markets. The most common would be like the Federal Employee Thrift Plan, which is an index fund of the so-called S&P 500.
Who would manage that kind of fund?
There are currently only a very small number of investment managers in the country that actually run such index funds, and then hundreds of other investment firms that market those funds to the public. But there are only a handful of managers. BGI Investments in San Francisco, Mellon Bank, State Street Global Advisors are the largest of those.
So what would it look like from the consumer end? Who would the consumer imagine had their money?
They'd imagine that the Social Security Administration had it. The most likely way this is going to happen, or would happen, at least on legislative proposals now in place, would be that simply the money would go to the Social Security Administration. The Social Security Administration would then transfer it to one of these large investment firms.
The firms that do invest, Social Security funds, what would be in it for them?
Well, in order for it really to be attractive to the traditional Wall Street firm, it would have to allow the individual to really invest the money any place that they might want to. To date, none of the congressional proposals have given anyone the concept of that level of freedom.
So, who makes money here? Who makes money from being able to invest Social Security funds?
The investment manager.
And what kind of money are we talking about?
We're talking about very thin margins if it's an index fund. The so-called investment fee is only about 0.03%. So you have to have hundreds of billions of dollars to make what anyone would describe as big money.
Well, you know, I just can't help but think that $80 billion or even $40 billion is pretty big money.
It is big money, but at a very, very small fee in an equity market that is $15 trillion. Yesterday, the total equity market lost more than $80 billion in value just by market fluctuation.
So do you think it would be worth it to these companies? I mean, do you think Wall Street wants this to happen?
Many of the Wall Street trade groups and investment firms have been relatively indifferent to this.
The idea gained popularity in the days when all markets went up all the time. So what do you think is the word on the street now? Is it going to happen?
Well, the popularity for this goes back to initially being put forth in the early 1980s. Had nothing to do with the equity markets. It was all about ideology and individual choice. And for the most part, that is what still is driving this debate. To have it thought about in terms of the equity markets is really what in debate we used to call a red herring. This is about philosophy. It's not about investment markets.
Do you think it's going to happen?
I think that it might happen in our lifetime.
Dallas Salisbury, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Dallas Salisbury is president of the Nonpartisan Employee Benefit Research Institute, which is based here in Washington.